is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 6th of April, 2013. It's the birthday of the Shoshone woman Sacagawea, born in Idaho sometime around 1789, kidnapped at the age of 10 by the Hidatsa tribe, sold into slavery, bought by a French-Canadian trapper who made her one of his two wives. And when Lewis and Clark hired him to guide them to the Pacific, Sacagawea was part of the deal. She was a teenager. She had a two-month-old baby on her back, but she could speak half a dozen Indian languages, and she knew which plants were edible. And when Indian tribes saw the Lewis and Clark expedition approaching, and they saw there was a woman with a baby, the Indians assumed they were peaceful, and that saved Lewis and Clark a lot of trouble. When the trip was over, Sacagawea received nothing for all of her work, died in 1812 of a fever at the age of 23, and 8 months later, William Clark legally adopted her two children, Jean-Baptiste and Lisette. It's the birthday of the man who gave us the term abstract expressionism, the art critic for The New Yorker, Robert Coates, born in New Haven, 1897. And it was on this day, 1895, Oscar Wilde was arrested in room 118 of the Cadogan Hotel in London for gross indecency for sodomy. He was sentenced to 2 years of hard labor, slept on a wooden plank. For the first several months, he was not allowed writing utensils or paper, and when he finally got them, he wrote his famous poem, The Ballad of Reading Gaol. Here's a poem for today by Laurie Ann Bosseler, A Paris Blackbird. Along the Seine's left bank near the Pont Neuf, on the mansard roof of my hotel, a scruffy blackbird squats by a chimney pot. Every day for a week now, I have listened to him sing his April a cappella. Not once has he repeated the same song, not once has he left for the chestnut trees by the river, where he would have a better chance of being heard, a better chance of enchanting some bronze-breasted female, or lovers taking time off from noise. His song is all that counts. It soars over roofs and terracotta chimneys, its trills cut by taxis, cars, and trucks, coughing through the Parisian rush. On the right bank of the Seine, 3 hours into Le Louvre's maze, past Persian mosaics, glass-caged coins, and Egyptian amulets, I slip out of the tourist herd and head for a chair in a corner of the Greek hall. I sit there shoeless, numb with knowledge and history, and stare at the bust of an old woman labeled Anonymous, Greek, 11 B.C. She looks at me, weary, terrible with banality, lips open, neck taut, as if she were about to sing. And as the crowds flock toward the Venus de Milo, nod at her beauty, gawk at her perfect breasts, I look at this nameless woman as I did the scruffy blackbird and listen for the cry caught in her bronze throat. A Paris Blackbird, a poem by Laurie Ann Bosseler, from The Hour Between Dog and Wolf, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.